Chapter 9. Anthony's Decision. Anthony left Allison quickly because he was feeling very guilty about Richard's motorbike, although he didn't have any reason to feel that way. "Why am I feeling so guilty?" he thought. "I didn't steal the motorbike." The night before, when he arrived at the bank, he couldn't find Richard's motorbike. He only saw the motorbike lock broken in pieces in the street. However, he felt that he was partly responsible because of his plan to commit the crime. "Richard must be very sad, especially as it's his birthday," he thought. Suddenly, all the hate that Anthony felt towards Richard disappeared. At that moment, he made an important decision. He could live without Allison as his girlfriend, but he still wanted her as a friend. If she wanted to be with Richard, then Richard must be a good person. She certainly told Anthony that he was. He decided to telephone Allison and tell her this. But not today. After Anthony left, Allison looked at her watch again. It was 2:30, and Richard was still not back. "A long interview is always a good sign," she said to herself. Then, for no reason, she started to think about Anthony again. She was confused. She knew she loved Richard, but what exactly did she feel for Anthony? Richard finished his tour of Tower Road and the other streets. The only thing of any interest that he found was a motorbike helmet in the window of number 9. Number 9. That reminded him of something, but he didn't know what. He got on a bus that came a few minutes later. His empty stomach made him think of food. When he got off the bus, he stopped at a fruit shop and bought some apples. He was eating one of the apples when he arrived home. Allison was sitting on his doorstep. "What are you doing here?" he asked her, surprised. Allison was tired and hungry. She took an apple from him and took a bite. "I've got some news, Richard. I don't know if it will help, but it's interesting." As they went into the house, Allison told him about the conversation in the motorbike shop. "There was a robbery this morning in a jewelry shop called Apple Number 9, she said. Richard remembered the name from the leaflet at the bus stop earlier that day, and he listened with interest as Allison continued her story. When she told him the answer to the policeman's last question, his mouth opened in surprise. The motorbike that the robbers used was a purple Suzuki 500, the same kind as his.